You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. In 2005, the California legislature passed a law allowing local governments to pool the electricity demand of their residents and then buy and sell electricity on their behalf. It's called Community Choice Energy. Over 19 cities and counties have now established community choice programs. Rather than PG&E or Southern California Edison being in charge of all aspects of electricity delivery to homes and businesses, the community choice agencies are nonprofits and can generate and sell electricity to the grid.
They could then use that excess revenue to reinvest in local energy programs, and they could also have local say in the energy content. So it could be more renewable, it could have lower carbon content.
Chris Reed is the sustainability manager for the city of San Luis Obispo. That city and Morro Bay recently joined the Monterey Bay Community Power Agency. By January of 2020, power customers in San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay will start seeing a change in their electric bills.
The Monterey Bay Community Power Program provides a 3% rebate back on all electricity bills. So that's 3% cheaper relative to the current PG&E bill.
Initially, San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay were looking at starting their own agency, but a regulatory change this year made it too expensive. So they joined a big existing one, which brings new benefits.
They just invested in one of the largest solar plus storage developments in the country in concert with one of the Bay Area Community Choice Energy programs.
And it doesn't matter that Monterey Bay is pretty far away from San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay.
Ultimately, we see ourselves as part of a larger Central Coast community. So this is an opportunity to really engage with the counties to the north of us and ensure we're all working together on our climate goals, our economic development goals, and on our local energy goals.
Reed says in 2019, customers will hear more about the change and when they can start looking for their 3% rebates on monthly bills. King City is the smallest community choice program in the state. Former mayor, now city council member Joe Labar, says that King City looked at joining the Monterey Bay Community Choice Program, but wouldn't have had enough of a say in the decision-making. So they went it alone, and that means King City residents get all the benefits.
Some of those benefits are a slight reduction in electricity rates. We'll be adding brand new wireless streetlights. Streetlights was number one in our community survey for our residents because of safety.
Customers who use PG&E programs like CARE, which gives a discount on bills depending on income, will continue to be available to community choice customers. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.